I think we're on base. Test on base. We're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down.
Okay.
Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Chagai said the name Rabbi Zira. Lo sof tovar bam tosha yisol eso anochri. It's not only that you're not allowed to leave the animal which belongs to a Jew by a goy because he might engage bestiality. Filu bam tosha anochri eitzel, even the animal of a goy, eitzel attributes the word shell is superfluous here. Eitzel Yisrael, which is given as for safekeeping to a Jew, lo yachdena, you shouldn't give it over for seclusion, with the capacity of seclusion should be eitzel nochri acher chavero. But you shouldn't give the animal of one guy to another guy, in order not to cause him stumbling block. In other words, you should not only should you give him your own animal, you should give him any animal, even an animal which you have for safekeeping to somebody else. Says Amar Meatovetskis, Afilush Sochas Bemto, even if you rented out from a guy his animal, in other words, there's Avis rent the animal. And you rented out the goy's animal from him, right? So maybe lo nalachzor liachdot. So maybe it's not proper to give it back to him to have seclusion with it. Shlotam sotakol. Because by giving back his own animal, he's going to have relations with his own animal, right? So maybe he should keep it, steal it, whatever. So it says no. He's suspect to have relations with his friend's animal. He's not suspect to have relations with his own animal. To have relations with his own animal, it's going to become barren, because when people have relations with animals, they become barren. So then, he also is not going to have relations with his own animal. Other people's animals, he'll have relations with. But his own animal, he's not going to have relations with. Okay? Avamidim beimav b'dekoshu kutin. But you can put an animal into the motels or stables of the Kutites, the Samaritans. Adamras teaches us kutim lo nechshdu al arayos. It teaches us that Samaritans are not suspect on licentious behavior, including bestiality. The Tanakh, we also learned. A woman can seclude herself with two men. Even both of them are slaves. Even one is a kuti, a Samaritan, and one is a slave. But she should not seclude herself. It should say here, even with 100 goyim, it says im nochri, which is one guy, which of course is it's obvious she can't seclude herself one guy. She can't seclude herself one, what?
I thought it was the other way around.
And what?
She couldn't stay with two men, but two women can stay with one man.
No, it's the other way, the exact other way.
Really?
Yeah. One man with two women is no good. Two men with one woman is good.
Oh, okay.
Avaloti siyached. Again, but she's not allowed to be mad herself. Here it says, Iman Nochri, it should say, even with 100 goyim. So we see here that Samaritans are more trusted than goyim. Chamoso, your mother-in-law. Vachos Ishto, your wife's sister. And Vashal Korais and any other erva, even if they are people who you're very familiar with and they're like family, you shouldn't exclude yourself of those women unless there are two men around. Okay? We are on Daf Tesama Beis in Avodah Zorah, page 18, and we're a little bit less than halfway down the page. And Mayor's in a ball game. Surprised it's not rained out tonight. It's here.
He said he's in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I know.
They have a dome.
Oh, they have a dome in Milwaukee. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
It's brand new.
That's right.
Okay.
That's amazing.
I thought Toronto's one which keeps falling in.
That too.
Okay. Tani, Ein Mochen Aved. It's about halfway down. There's an asterisk in the middle of the line. Tani, Ein Mochen Aved. You don't sell to Goyen. Lo Zion. Zion is raw materials like lead for bullets. Lo Clay Zion, nor the actual weaponry. They much chizlam Zion. You can't sharpen their weapons. Says more to Voltaire, let's clarify that's only Beir Shakul and Nachrim. Fascinating thing is, see, it's completely comprised of Goyim, you cannot provide them with weaponry. But a city where there are Jews, you can provide them with weaponry. They're not going to use it to kill the Jews, then we wouldn't be able to provide them. Rather, we need them to protect the Jews from outside marauding forces. So in that case, you can supply the Goyish army of the city with weaponry. In fact, it's interesting, I gave a shiur. I gave a shiur once upon a time about Israel selling arms to non-Jewish nations. So actually, this would be a riot that you're not allowed to do it, right? Because it says only if it's for the purpose of the Jews. Says the Gemara, I got a question. It says on Mishnah that a woman should not exclude herself with Goyim because of Arias. Why is she not afraid she's going to get killed? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Ami, Tipater Bria. We're talking about a woman who's a Bria. Now, Bria, he has three different interpretations. One is that she's a woman who's strong, she knows jujitsu, she's going to be able to oppose them. The other is that a woman is, we're talking about a woman who's healthy enough to withstand being raped. So since she's healthy enough to withstand being raped, so therefore it's not sakonis defushus with her to be by a goy. Maximum, she'll be raped, but she won't die as a result. The third shot is that a woman is not considered to be part and parcel of war. In other words, she's not usually involved in violence. So therefore the men don't usually kill women. So therefore, a woman shouldn't be with a goy, not because of Shvichus Domim, that's not the issue because of murder, but because of Gilui Arayos. Okay? So says the Gemara, now this is not like the Bavli. The Bavli says, why is there no problem of Shvichus Domim by women? Because women can seduce men. In other words, if they see that they're going to be potentially killed, they can actually, you know, seduce the men. Not necessarily to have relations with them, but, you know, tantalize them and make sure that they kept alive until such time as succor can be achieved, okay? So that actually is not really quite like the Yerushalmi. Amrei B'Yarevet said, Apilu Temi, you can even say, Yechol Yishol Atminis Atzmo, a woman can hide herself. V'lo Manachriani, and say, Meshiksa. V'ena Yishol Atminis Atzmo, v'lo Manachri. A man cannot hide himself and say he's a goy. Why can't the man hide himself? Bris Mila, right. So he can't do that. So I have actually one of my uncles, I think my uncle's father-in-law or something like that, was saved in the Second World War from deportation because he was hemophiliac. And Itaka never had a Bris Mila as a result. So that way he got saved. So David Lemaisa, it's interesting here too, that there's a whole discussion, the Rosh, the Mara, put him on the bottom, brings down. So Rosh, who says you're not allowed to save yourself from death by saying you're a goy. You can't say you're a goy. And he interprets this Gemara, this Yerushalmi, not that she says she's a goy, but she passes herself off like a goy. So you're not allowed to say that you're a goy. So he wants Russian to say even identifying yourself as a non-Jew is a form of it's a derivative of Avodah Zarah. It's called Avizrayu, a derivative. The Truma Sadesh wants, you're allowed to say you're a goy. There's certain things now to say, you know, like something which would come across that you're denying a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chachmana Litzlan, or something like that, but to say you're a goy, he thinks it's okay, like the Pach Pshah they were over here. Okay? Says more further, Tani, we learn, he's Davi Lo Nochli Yisrael. If a Jew, a Goy is accompanying a Jew, no Salimino, you put the Goy on your right. If he's carrying a sword, put him on your right. You know why? Because he corresponds his sword on his left side. So if you're walking on.
Oh, that's right, that you draw with your right.
Right, so it draws like this. So if you're walking on the side, you can see it and grab the sword. So you keep him on your right, so you can see him grabbing the sword from his left. Okay? Vice versa by a stick, since he only doesn't sheath the stick. He holds in his right hand, so in that case you should stand on his left to grab the stick. Okay? So that's a practical advice. Rabbi Shoya is here, man, beside you. The Mino b'maklus mo. Only mo lali, when you go up with him to the second floor, v'yoyri mo, and you come down, then there are various different ways of rewording this word here. Could be lirida, go back down with him to, on the way down. There are other interpretations here. But name it, when you go, always when you're going up or going down the stairs, then the general principle is, Yisrael Melamal, the Jew should always be on the higher part of the stairs. Vaklamat and the goy further down, so you can't push him down, right? Le'eshulfanov, never bend down in front of a goy. Shoretzeskul so that he shouldn't kick in your skull. Omarlos derechin, you shouldn't try and expand the distance between you and the goy. Imshol'eichon holich, if a goy asks you where you're going, yafli, you should try and put a distance between him, you, and but you know, mention some future trip of yours, not the current trip. Kedushem shifli Yaakov Avinu Esav. That's what Yaakov did to Esav. Shlomo, he said, "Arishavol Arnisaira." He says, "Until I get to my master, to Esav in Seir, and where do you go instead?" V'achlusukos, he didn't go. Actually, go to Seir. I'm right here. I said, "Lomatir shalach Yaakov Avinu Avinu Seir." We never find he actually made it Seir. He never got all the way to Esav's lair. I'm Rabbi Yudah Brei Rabbi Rav. Rabbi Yudah son of Rav said, "Lo'asi lovo in the world to come, the eventual future he'll come and conquer Seir." Amrale, and he said to him that that's what it says. Ba'alu Moshe Martin Lishbot this Har Esav. The rulers will ascend the mountain of Zion to rule over the mountain of Esav. Says more further. Basi solo tiyalidus anochnis. A Jewish woman shall be a midwife for a shiksa, meaning she met his ben lavasalini because she caused his son to be born for Vodazor purposes. Avanach melez bas Yisrael, but a non-Jewish woman can be the midwife for a Jewish woman. The Tani came, we learned this in a braisa, miyaldos mibachutz, the non-Jewish midwife works on the outside of a woman. Avalo ifnim, but she can't stick her hand inside the woman. Why is that? And so, you know, the woman who's giving birth. Why is that? Shalo tamita tamika su'umreya, she shouldn't crush or whatever the fetus inside. Shalo tashkena kel shekrin, also she shouldn't give the birthing mother a cup which sterilizes her. Now, the three interpretations of that. One says that there's a way to stick your hand in the bottom and cause sterilization tantamount to giving her a cup of this potion to drink. Another says that, you know, when she's in labor pain, she won't know what she's drinking, and this non-Jewish midwife will give her an actual cup of medicines, which will make her sterile during that time. So just be careful of that. A third is that when she has to drink, it means a third thing altogether, the third shot, when she had, not when she's giving birth, but when sometime in the future, she's going to have to drink a, what do they call, prophylactic? What do they call? Some birth control. She's going to have to drink some?
Contraceptive.
That's what I'm looking for. Contraceptive. When she has to drink contraceptive, so she shouldn't take the contraceptive from a non-Jewish midwife. Because she's a, you're wearing RU 46. She's going to adulterate it, so that she shouldn't do it because it's a sakana that she might adulterate it. Okay? So, all Peter else in May, that's why how you should avoid a non Jewish midwife. But, but there are limited things you can do, such as, you know, helping out in front of other people and not go putting your hand inside. What if she was a professional midwife? Literally, chacham means a wise person. But here it means a professional midwife. Yevas, what do we say about that? And she's a shiksa. Yeva karmai Rabbi Yaakov, Rachav Shem Rabbi Yochan, the famous heter, Rabbi Yaakov, Rachav Shem Rabbi Yochan, imayor rofei umon mutter. Normally, now let's use a non-Jewish doctor. But if he's an expert professional in the field, then you're allowed to use him. Why? Because we assume he's not going to lie in order to ruin his parnasa. Wants to maintain his prestige as being a doctor who does the right thing all the time, and therefore you don't want to be afraid that he's going to mess up. Okay? So to hear, the midwife is smart, so then mutter, that's permissible to use her, even to stick her hand in, because as a professional, she'll make sure only to do the right thing and not do the wrong thing. Okay?
There was a story in the Bavli about a non-Jewish doctor that they didn't want to use to save someone's life. Someone was bitten by a snake, and he was the only one that knew how to...
I'm impressed that you remember that. It's coming up again tonight.
Okay, it's in here too.
But it's in Shabbos. It's a long time ago. Okay? So, yes, yeah, so it's coming up. The same story is coming up tonight. Says Marshall, he wasn't really a doctor. He was a weird sorcerer, but close enough. It's coming up. A Jewish woman should not nurse the son of a goy. Nation knows lochain because she gives him life. Rabbi Yosef said, "Adam rasi chasho also lamda umlus." It should be forbidden to teach a goy a craft because that's also a form of life. So here in the bottom, I don't know if it's censorship or not, but there's something called the aura, which wants to say that's only going on the ancient over the avodah zarah. But on the Christians and Muslims, since they're more civilized, you're allowed to teach them a craft as well. Okay? Okay? You don't have to limit your instruction to Jews. Okay? So that's what he says. Armeyah said, Hadamah's teacher should also lambda il umus, not allowed to teach him a craft, not to give him life force. There were two craftsmen in Giru. Zagagia, which is a glass maker, the Kuvtsuraya. The Kuvtsuraya, I forgot what it was. Some sort of other craft, obviously. I used to make scarves. Pnei Moshe says head scarves or some sort of scarves. So it says the Gemara. Zagigaya, the glass guy, Ralphin, he didn't teach a guy malach, he didn't teach a guy what work to do. The Kamane was able to sustain his business. Kuvtaraya, the guy who did the scarves, Alfun, he taught the malacha to non-Jews, Visakrun, and he was uprooted, his business flopped. So more stories, you're not supposed to teach non-Jews the tools of the trade. Okay, that's what it comes out here. Okay, because, yeah.
Why not? I mean, they're making an honest living with these tools of the trade. It's not
the
by learning how to make a scarf.
It's partly part of Los Chanim, not to give them anything for free. That means if they pay for the instruction, maybe you're allowed to do it, but not supposed to do it for nothing.
So you can conduct the school.
Right, conduct the school, but not for naught. Okay? Says more further, I will not be able to do this. A shiksa can nurse a Jewish baby. Because if it says, your kings will be your nursemaids. The and your their noble women will be your nurses. So they should accept the offers. Okay, fulfill. They should have a nachris, a non-Jew nurse the Jew in order to fulfill. I mean, it's okay, or fill the pasuk of the. Their noblemen will be your nursemaids. Okay, it says Umara, for a top of Yudam Rav, Tani, we learned Yonekatinik Baholech, a child Lemaisa, that's upon us to cause a child to refrain, but a child himself can continue to nurse oblivious to where it's coming from. Mina Nachas, even from a Shiksa, Mina Behemoth's man, even from a pig, Ovin Lochol, Mikom Okan, bring him milk from anywhere, We're not afraid of tuma, nor, says the Bnei Moshe, of shekets. In other words, even a person doesn't know the halacha precisely. Nevertheless, we assume that it's been done properly. Okay?
We're not afraid that the chick's nursemaid is going to harm the child while she's nursing, she's going to try to poison her.
No. I mean, maybe that was part of the Tadakama's concern. Yeah, that, you know, maybe that was part of his concern. The Tadakama said, "What was Tadakama?" No, I forgot your question. What was your question?
No, my question is, how come they were allowing a nachris to nurse a Jewish child? They're not afraid the nachris is going to try to harm the child?
Obviously not. That's basically what it is. Yeah. Not afraid of the nachris going to harm the child.
I mean, we're afraid of walking up a flight of stairs with the goy, that the Jews should be on top.
Yeah, but Jews are not murderers. So it's very rare exception we have to suspect Jews of being murderers.
No. You're afraid, you don't want the guy to be on top, because the guy is going to push the Jew down the stairs. He's going to kill the Jew. So why aren't we afraid of the nachris killing or harming the Jewish baby?
Oh, I see. It's the nachris you're asking. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, Taka. Why are we afraid of that? I don't know. Maybe we're talking about professional nursemaids. They won't.
Okay, so the reputation.
Reputation, yeah. Okay. I have a good answer. Okay. Halacha beis. Misrabi men ripri mamon. You can be healed by, you can use non-Jewish doctors as veterinarians. Ripri mamon means to heal your animals. I've already been in fascists, but not for your own self. Bein Misrabi and Muhammadim never get a haircut by Joe. Right? Hey. Okay, so that, because they, you know, they use razors and stuff. It's dangerous. Okay. Divrei Meir, Chomer and Chomer say b'shul sarai mutar, in a public place you can get a haircut, because it's not going to kill you in a public place. But in private, never take a haircut from a guy. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Zadu Shem Rishay Ravo said, Ripui mamon is behemto, your animal, as I said, veterinary medicine. Ripui nefoshos, curing the souls, gufo, are your body. Rabbi Bob, Shere Rabbi Yudah said, im haya, if you use a non-Jewish doctor, but then it was nechmam, meaning you got an infection, literally your flesh got heated up, right? So I think an infection is, you know.
Yeah, the skin gets warm.
The skin gets warm, right. Same nechmam also. Oh, you know, I actually skipped a line which the Shai Diso puts in, which is very important. Between Gufo and between Rabbi Ba, he throws in the line based on the Ramban. That which the doctor is not allowed to treat by goyim is internal medicine. And chalal means in the body's vacuum. Avol, however, mean a chol v'chutz mutter, but to be involved in practical medicine outside the body is okay. Okay.
So you mean like dermatology?
Something like that they're allowed to do, right? Okay. So that's what he's saying here. Rabbi, on that we're coming along. Rabbi Bob Sharuda said, even in nechmam, even on the outer stuff, if there was an infection. Also, then you're forbidden to use a non-expert doctor. Okay, adol, like Valkes, Rabbi Amis, like Rabbi Yudah, and the CEO, the Chamsa, the Gror. They went together on vacation, Rabbi Am, Rabbi Yudah, and the CEO, the Chamsa, the Gror. Loka Betzbo, so Rabbi Yudah, and the CEO got a boo-boo on his finger. Yavale Esplanis, and he put upon it a bandage. Chamsa, he saw one of the witches there, Mishalchala. She was, I guess in the contents of which somehow, I don't know, you know, how exactly I could tell, but he saw that it was the wound was getting deeper, the kama, and it was getting lice on it. So therefore, obviously, there was something wrong. So lo shmiya, there's another interpretation, mechalcha, he saw it getting deeper, the kofa, and he peeled off the bandage. Says more, I understand, was he using an expert doctor? So we started using an expert doctor. If you use an expert doctor, so then basically should do all be doing you shouldn't have to take off the bandage, right? If he's using an expert doctor, then we understand he's taking the bandage because it didn't work out. But using an expert doctor, it should work the first time. Says Melo Shmiya Kadam Rabbi Yaakov Rach B'Shem Biyochan, didn't hear that which Rabbi Yaakov Rach say name Rabbi Yochan. Was that Imhoya Loife Ufmon? If he was a expert craftsman doctor, then Mutzer you can use him. Says Mara Velo Dam Yo. You should know the cases are not similar. Taman there, it says here Nechman, but I took it out. Taman Mutar Bram Hacha Nechman Asur. There it's permitted, but here, if it gets heated up, it's forbidden. In other words, over there, in Eretz Yisrael, so there, I forgot what I wanted to say about this one side. Yeah, Tama, by Rofei Uma, normally it's Mutter. Why is that? Because the odds are he's done everything he's supposed to do, right? Bram Hacha, but here, Nechmam Asur. Here, if, I'm still not sure. 1 second. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Rabbi Yochanan saying, or the more say name Rabbi Yochanan, that Taman over there it's Mutter Bram Hacha. We take out the word Nechman Bram Hacha Nechman Moser. We're allowed to use an expert non-Jewish doctor where there's no chashash, nothing's happened yet. But here there is a chashash. Your wound started getting hot, so therefore here you have to immediately cease and desist. So some of you just say wouldn't use a non-Jewish doctor, or couldn't use a non-Jewish doctor, but you have to cease when you saw that things weren't going where his way of treatment. Okay?
So you play around the words because you took out the Talmud Nechman.
Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense there, because then both scenarios are talking about Nechman. And the Shaitan so goes crazy about this a little bit. So then he went to the Maisa, and he reads the two stages before you know anything bad about him. You know, there was this doctor in England who killed 300 of his patients, right? Or something like that. It was in the New York Times the other day. Did you see it? You saw it?
No.
Okay, there's a doctor, a country doctor in England, who killed, you know, he killed mostly old ladies, killed them by injecting them, you know, whatever it was, morphine, I don't remember what it was. Solomaisa! It's a Rafe Uman, right? It's an expert doctor. How can they be chayshed him? No, so that's what I'm saying. Until you know, you're allowed to use him. Once you know, you don't go use the country doctor to kill 300 people. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ma'omri chomidon, can you accept eye ointment from a non-Jew? Rav Amar Rav said, Mandabay, Mr. May, somebody wants to get blind? Easter May. Sure way of fire way to get blind. Because they're going to use some sort of acid in the eye ointment. Lady and my lady said, "Man, the boy lemeimas yomu. Somebody wants to die. There's a great way to die, because they put in so much poison and it kills you as an entire organism, not just you."
Unless they consider neither a mace.
What?
Unless you consider.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't. You know, then it wouldn't be a machlokas. Rav lo avid eino. Now Rav argues. Rav didn't make his eye. It should be kichalola. He didn't make his eye, actually I don't know why it could be Rav both. It should kichalol, kichalol. He didn't make his eye like internal medicine. Internal medicine, we said before, you can only give it to a Jew, right? he will give his eyes like external medicine, he will allow goy to handle it, okay? Levi over Eina. No, probably should be the opposite. Levi over Eina kichalolo. He makes the eye like the internal parts of the body, and then you can't have a goy doing it.
Turns out embryologically they're both right. Because the front of the eye is embryologically from the outside of the body, from the skin, and yeah, the inside of the eye is from the inside of the brain. So they're both right.
They're both right. Interesting. The thing is that even Rav, he didn't say it's a mortal wound, but he said it's going to cause you blindness. So it's not as if Rob really holds that it's not like the inside of the body. It's not like it's not as severe as the inside of the body, whereas the internal medicine can kill you, this will just blind you. Or Levi holds, no, they can kill you through your eye as well. Of course, they probably can't. Levi holds it's a legitimate chashash, because he holds that it's like the internal medicine where they can kill you forthright. Okay? All right, Baruch Hu said, Vonan Chaimin Lonta Amin Odoki Larto. Wait, we see the goyim tasting the oil ointment, the salve, before they put it in. So how can it be poison? Says more Neymar, could they tabu to him? Maybe he's smart. He tastes it when it's still good, before he introduces the poison. Kadi lot kad lot kad lesu tava ukaima v'sanya. But when it's no good already, he puts it in.
Maybe spitting on the ointment and making it contaminated.
Maybe, whatever it is. Kaima means he gets up. Okay, he gets up and he blinds the guy. I ain't opium. Opium. Sarkana is dangerous, okay? In other words, you have to be very careful. Don't let a guy minister opium to you because it's dangerous. Hada to Reiki, I don't know to Reiki, Rashi says to Riako. Our name Moshe says to Riako, doesn't help me very much. Also, it's a controlled substance. It's dangerous. Rabbi Yitzhak Omar Sud should be forbidden. Rabbi Yochum Martesu says it's okay. Chavrai Bishan Rabbi Bar Zabda said, Koshu Mina Sofa Vilifnim. Now, this also gets back from the Sechta Shabbos, which is what you said before. Anything which is from the lips and inside the body, wrap us up in Shabbos, you don't Shabbos. Anything beyond the lips, you don't. Hey, sir, observes, is that true or not? That we learn a chesed pishinok. If somebody feels a toothache, lo yid ma'ab menachomet, he's not allowed to swallow vinegar, even though that's a refuah. Lo mina sofa lifnim, who is not, you know, beyond the cutoff point, and therefore is not from beyond the cutoff point. So therefore, something should it's inside. The cutoff point is the lips, right? So he has in his teeth a toothache, so he should be able to take medicine. So how can you say he can't take the vinegar? Oh, the Gemara never gives an answer. Makes sense, but the Gemara never gives the answer. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira lo amakim. Rabbi Zira Taka argued. He said, on the definition of inside the body. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Zavta said, kol shen achol v'ifnim, anything which is in part of internal medicine, rapin osor b'shabbos, you can heal it on Shabbos. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi bar Zucha, Rabbi Chayina b'shem Rabbi, all said, malim et... So in other words, it didn't... It's not anything from inside the tongue. From the tongue and inside, or the gums and inside, it's beyond, well beyond that, okay? This is a story about, again, going back first time. Rabbi Zeb Hashem Rabbi Abba said, Lo kol koshu, koshu min achol v'ifnim. Yeah, I lost my train of thought. He argues, you know, that it's not enough that it's inside the lips. It's got to be in the real cavity of the body. That's what it is. There's no need to do it. The lips has to do with the internal body cavity, the organs in the body.
Isn't the
base of Leah? It's outside. No, it's not internal. It has to be something. down here, not up here. Okay? It's not necessarily fully eating yet. Okay? So,
so the tumor, wasn't that, there was a concept of when you swallow it?
Only by nivla softar, by a specific isolated case in Torah, not by any other case. Okay? So in any event, Rabbi Chanim Sharel said, Ra'alim etzer shorot for Shabbos, you can sustain somebody's head on Shabbos. Rabbi Chir bar Madia and Rabbi Yon, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Bar Zucha, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanim Sharem Rabbi, Ma'am Rosas Naim B'Shabbos, I don't know exactly what these things are, but somehow your ears are out of the sink on your head. I don't know exactly how that happens. So you fix it on Shabbos. Rehavoam Shem Rehavoam said, Ayin Shemort, if you an eye which rebels and the eye is becoming severely ill, Merabin Osar B'Shabbos, Kehilo Shabbos as well. Taman Amrim B'Shem Rehavoam, there is the name Rehavoam Shem Gabos yodayim v'raglayim, a wound on the back of your hand or the back of your foot, sakona, is dangerous to you. Rabbi Avo and Michal Shab, sorry. Avo Shem Yochan said, Ahein sumka, certain red disease. I don't know exactly what it is. So that's the sumka. I'm sorry. The Grand Moshe says it. It's if the infection on the back of his hand goes white, goes red, then it's dangerous. That's what it means to say. Okay, so it says, Rav Osher Yod said, Ahein sumko sakona, the red color is no good. Rabbi Rav Osher Yod said, Ahein sumko, I just went back. Ahein sumko sakona. So he learned the way pain motion is going on when you have a wound. So if it's red or...
developing cellulitis.
Yeah.
Blood poison.
But it's going specifically on the wound on the back of your hand, according to the Rabbi Moshe, one with Rabbi Yochum was just speaking about. Okay. Amen. It says more. I'm said, Loktin lo okets akra b'shabbos. If a scorpion bites you, so you chop off his tail on Shabbos, because then somehow there's antibodies in the tail. I don't know exactly what how it works. I don't even know that the scorpions obviously have tails. Then my Ravacho Ravamar Chamra Barmi Meino Shari. If you want to put wine on your eye, you can put it outside your eye and have it dribble into the eye, but not apply it directly to the eye. Shmuel Mar Shmuel says Vahein Rok Tofel. If you have a yeah, it's saliva. Same thing. You have saliva and they use it as an eye ointment in the old days. You know, like saline solution, they had the real saline solution. So it says, Marain Roke Tuffel, also lying on Shabbos, not allowed to use it on Shabbos for the eye. It's not really healing it in a life-threatening situation, so therefore you must refrain from using it. Says the Gemara, when these parameters learn parameters of other relationships between between the medicine, also other medicines which are used for other skin ailments, that they also are used in similar fashion to the stuff we described here. You know, you extrapolate from the sugya to other areas. Says the rabbi, the rabbis in Caesarea said, Amrei hadu udenaya. Now, literally udenaya means a frog, but here it means some sort of pus underneath the wound and has the some characteristics of a frog. I don't know exactly what they are. I had an essence sakon at Zangis Michal Shabbos. Chisam Shumer rabbi, sorry, although achbishunitza, a certain type of either a certain type of coal, sakana is dangerous. I'm sure it's says, hadogu marto, another type of coal, sakana, is also dangerous. Amar Yirmiyah said, no silov chomets v'pesach. you can put chometz in Pesach on this, what are we talking about, which illness? Right? One of these. Anyway, one of these
yeah,
maladies. Okay. So,
so you put the, but you can't eat the chametz. You can just put it on the
skin. Yeah, right. The others have the gear, so
you,
yeah, just get it, so no. The shaita is something the gear, so you can put on it remetz, I feel, with Shabbos, you know, hot peat, even on Shabbos, if it's cooling down, you know, that's a different type of chinner. Same idea, though. Says the Gemara, what? I may be, yeah, I hate Bill Ashari. It's also, the, to pop a certain type of blister. I might be, yes, it's a Masis Amakane. The Bryce tells you can go out to pop it. So it's Malchut Shoyat. If you have a needle for your hand, leave the muscle coat to take off a thorn. So use it. Locate Mabin Kotz Mabin Bo. There must be a difference between a thorn and this other instrument. Where? One second. Yeah. So again, Masisa Amakei Malcha Lito Bosa Coats. If you have a needle, choose in order to remove splinters. You can also use it for this purpose. Okay, Mabin Coats Bam Bell. If you don't say it, it's really no quantity difference between the different different uses. Those are cherubim and those also, so you might as well consider whatever we can permit it. Ahain, I'm the Aina. There's a certain eye which went dark. I guess you couldn't see it out of it anymore. So it says the Gemara, Shalom Rabbi, and that's what we ought to do. Almost they said, Ha Rabbi Bar Kamechon. You have Rabbi Bar from him, who's an extra medicine. Shalom Rabbi Bar, so that's Rabbi Bar. The Shoilon. And he allowed them to put medicine on the wound on Shabbos. That's what he permitted to them. So it says the Gemara, Armelon, so he said, Afon Ashari, he said, oh, once he saw that he was Matir. Once Rabbi Yirmi saw Rabbi Bones Matir, he said, I also am Matir, I'm jumping on the bandwagon. Okay? Rabbi Rabbi Yochan said, I ain't Sifton, I think it's a type of scurvy. Is Sakanta is dangerous? Rabbi Yochan Avalikin, he had this type of scurvy. Vavamite Kume, the Titmanis Bitferia, he got better by going to a certain doctor in Feria. She was a Roman, it seems. Her name was Timtinis. By Rove Tanelskaba, Erev Shabbos came down to her. Amr Lamitzach, he said, "Their mitzvah no lemarcha, lemarcha klum. Do I have to come back tomorrow for more treatment?" Amalei, she said, "Lo, you don't have to go. Come back tomorrow for more treatment." If you do need more treatment, savkar, I need it tomorrow. You're sure it's not going to pay anymore. take some date figs and mitzvah. Some say the nakabisin, another type of fruit. Pipalgeon, take them cut in half. Of the sorin, of the barley, I don't know exactly what that is. Pay Moshe explain it, but I forgot. He says, Ur is the peel. The tzos kata neguva and dry dung from a young lad, ushchok, grind this all together, utfol, and put it on the wound. Lo temar kumi barnashin, she told him, when she gave him this medicine, this form, she said, don't tell it to anybody, it's a secret. Amalka said, what did Rabbi Yochan do the next day, of course? It's a Jewish guy. Right, he went to his center, she publicized a secret, right? Amalka, all the Darshay based medicine, she went to Darshay based medicine. Vishomas, Vichonkas, Nagarmi, she heard about this, she was mortified, and she went and committed suicide. The woman who was writing the who tried to keep the form a secret. These Tarmina, those say he's Gairish. She was Megayer because she saw Rabbi Yochan was correct. She became Jewish. Achmamina plus. So from this we derive three things. Shmamina, we derive from this Sahin Tzuvdana, that this scurvy, Sakona, is Sakona Mechal Shabbos in it. Shemaimino, we also deduce kol shemin asof lifnim, anything which is within the lips, rabbis or Shabbos, you can heal on Shabbos. Okay, in other words, because this malady which is somewhere in the lips, so it's not fully in the body yet. Shemaimino kaidamar, from this is derived, kaidamar biyakub rachel shem rabiyochan, biyakub rachel shem rabiyochan, im hayo rofei uman mutter. If he's an expert doctor, it's okay. What is going back on? They allowed to use a goy. That's a, in all these cases, you're allowed to use a goy if he's a rofei uman. Everything we said, a rofei uman, a goyish doctor is not good as if he's not a rofei uman. He is a rofei uman, he's good by everything. Okay? Now, shema min akom mishu min asaf lifnim rabbis or b'shabbis. Here, even allowed to heal discomfort, right? What?
Skip the shuba maybe. I went back
to Lois. Okay. The shuba levi havli kulis. Shuba levi had a certain malady called kulis. The hori lay Rabbi China or China paskin for him, or talks instructing Rabbi Yenison as well. Mishlo talchufin to grind up to talchufin, umesan go chamra tiko and put them into old wine, umishte and drink it, lo soch, lo yisoch it, in order not to be in danger. Barbre Havli Bela, his grandson, had a certain type of infection. Asochad v'lochashle, somebody came whispering in his ear, again, Gadesh Vincham, he got better. Minafak, when the whisper came out, Amrei Yisrim Shimali said, Maya Martelai, what did you say to him? Amrei says, Emilas Pon, I said a certain thing. Amrei said, Ma'avalei Lumis, I would prefer that my grandson died, he said, V'lo Shama Damilso, not here, must have been an obscenity or something like that. Ba'avalei came, that's what happened. It's like an erroneous death sentence issued by the government, right? And therefore his grandson died because he made the statement. Okay? Says Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov said, "B'chol misrabi and everything one can heal oneself when one is ill. Chutz mi'avodazor v'gilu arayis and shvilus dom. Except for matters of tzur avodazor, gilu arayis and shvilus dom in the big three." Rabbi Chos bar Yerichon says, "Akadum k'shamar lo haveli ali mi'avodazor haveli lo." That might perhaps it's only when you said explicitly, "Bring me the leaves which heal me from the avodazor." Amar lo, what if he said to him, "Haveli ali mi'stam, just bring me leaves." And then the guy brought him from Avodah Zarah, can use them or not. Start from here. Rabbi Acha Havalit Tzamruin, he had a kidney stone. I see when they brought him, they brought him water, certified water, from the fountain of an Avodah Zarah, which came out of the male member of that Avodah Zarah. Okay? It's not exactly clear if that's the case, but that's what it seems the case. Loishte, he wouldn't drink it. I saw the Gabi Rabbi Yonah, they brought Rabbi Yonah, and he drank. So we see that at least to bring it stam, it should be okay, right? Because that he drank. Then it says, Manana say, Omra, Manana say, Ila Rabbi Yonah, Abba, where my father Rabbi Yonah, you ought to know, man havun, that what, who held what, Lava Shasi wouldn't drink. Okay? Amrav Yunus says, Osamaris, it's all to teach us Hemorrhaz Hamigliya rights. We can't, the following apostle teaches us so you don't use Gila rights, heal yourself. The time we learn, Shabbos Uchamikola. Shabbos. Sometimes you can do Avaida, right? Sometimes Avaida can be done on Shabbos, right? Namorosa Lo Uchamikola. By Namorosa to have relations with a woman who's the truth of somebody else is never, ever mutter, right? So therefore, it's a far worse issue even than Shabbos, and that's why it's still Pikuach Nevesh. Shabbos is Mati Pikuach Nevesh, but not about Azor, which is never Mutter, even in the case of Pikuach Nevesh. So too, it's not Mutter, even in the case of Pikuach Nevesh, it has other ramifications as well. Says the Gemara, again, Shabbos is Uchim Mikla, and also Lo Uchim Mikla, Tapa Yud Alf and Alf. Shabbos Rosh Hamikvah, wasn't it Shabbos, is sometimes mutter. So it says, well, it's not talking about doing the avoid on Shabbos. No, that's looked out from elsewhere. Lo Yisrael Posse means sometimes he's freed in order to go to the, to be healed. Tkavosa Namarosa, by Namarosa as well. Lo Utra, she's not permitted, Aphilus Rapos, even for the purpose of healing, so it's much more severe. But I always just say, for Gila Rice, you can't save your soul. It's not just with an Ashesish. Aphilus Mos Kola, even to, in other words, not just Kamina Vera. Aphilus Mos Kola, even if you want to hear a voice, this is the case of Gemara Sanhedrin in the Bible. Certain fellow who loved a woman in the days of Rabbi Elezer, the Sakin, was in danger of lovesickness, of dying of lovesickness. Very romantic, right? As the true Rabbi Elezer, came and asked Rabbi Elezer, Mao, the Tiaver Kume, may we can put this woman in front of him, even though she's an Eshesish, and he'll survive. Amante said, Yomus! Well, okay. Let him die. Trap dead. We're not going to do that. Says Moro, Mahavas, Maudish Makala, can he listen to her voice even if he can't see her? Maybe that will sustain her. Amalan says, Lo Yamus Lochein. Nope, you shouldn't. Lo, Amalan Yamus Lochein, let him die, not do that. Umava, Rabbi Yaakov, Barita, Rabbi Yitzhak, Bar Nachman. And what do you think we're talking about? What were they talking about? Chadam, our Ashesish, the Machlokas are talking about an Ashesish. Havoya Chadam, our Brinitz, whether we're talking about a Pnuy in our Mishnah. Man, my Ashesish, Nircha, Ilsa, talking about Ashesish, Nircha, makes sense. Man, our Pnuya, ever healed, to talking about a non married woman. Va Bar Kocha Nagra, didn't Bar Kocha, who was a carpenter, Rachmi, the soul, love a certain woman, or be infatuated with her. The Sikain, and he put in danger, the Sikain, Bishorel, and was put in danger by his great love. Bishorel le Rabbi Lezer, it's words I'm missing, but they're important words. Bishorel le Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer permitted him, I lost my place. Yes, the question was, Rabbi Lezer was matir in his day, this type of scenario. Says Markame Shish Kama Pruya. Now that which I love is Mati was by Pruya, this time by Nashish. So far not true. We already said so about a Pruya here. If I feel they Makama Kama Pruya, can both be talking about by a Pruya and unmarried woman? Take out the next words, Kamakame Shish. Tipacha Shinothan Aina Bach Shahi Ashish. Over here we find the guy that he can't even hear a voice because he had a taiva for a while, she was still married to somebody else. So if even though now she's single, he can't still go listen to his voice because basically he was a lowlife before and we maintain him as lowlife status. Isway Mema, they both want to say Isa Ruba Havos. Somebody want to say, really, theoretically, they could have done it, but she was a great woman. Love us Mishmale. But she would never consent to marry him because she was a great woman. She was above his station. And therefore, kol madhava mavid beisur hava mavid. His entire life, whatever he did, would be beisur because she would never marry him. That's where he said, you might as well kick now while you're behind. Don't try and pursue her. Okay? This is actually very interesting, because there are arguments on the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that the reason why he wouldn't let this woman sing for this man, right, even though he was dying if he's not going to hear her sing, is because Shalom Yibnos Yisrael Hefker. In order that the Jewish women should not be Hefker, anybody wants to hear them sing, you know, and has a type of them can get his way, even if it's not actual Bia. But the Yerushalmi is not learning that way. The Yerushalmi is learning either it's because she was, there was some prior connection while she was still an Eishes Ish, and that's where we find him. Or because the other reason, the other interesting one is because she's a the only reason all these things might be mutter is if it's courtship. As if in the course of courting her, he wants to hear her voice and do that, the other thing. But she's never going to marry because she's a great woman and he's a lowlife. So then it's not courtship, there's no point. So actually it's like a heter for dating almost, you know, like you can do certain things on a date, of course not things which go too far. It's on a date which you wouldn't do other time because it's going to lead to courtship, but not if it's never going to lead to that anyway. So the Maisa questions whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan, that which they prevented him from looking at her, and that which they prevented him from hearing the Pashas, is it's the Rabbanan. Okay? Now, also, Shvichos Dami, Avachinat Zosmes, the following Braisa teaches also, Mishnah, Tiro Sheim Mishra Bishul Somi, who cannot heal oneself from murder. What's out the Tiantam, and learn over there, Yotza Rubo, if the majority of a child being born has come out, ain't nobody, but he can't kill him to save the mother. Right? Chashir Shlomis, because we're afraid, maybe, we suspect he's not going to die. He's a viable term baby. And therefore, Vedoga Nevesh, even Nevesh. We don't save the mother by killing the child. Now, Lo Sovdov Arshamil Arogish, but as Ishploni. It's fascinating. It's not just they told you kill somebody, you can't kill him in order to survive, in order to sustain yourself. El Amelo Chamoses Ishploni, they told you steal from Yaakov. You can't steal from him to save yourself. There are two different shotim in this. The Rishonim, the Achronim argue this case. Why would I not be able to tell you steal? Why, if I tell you steal from somebody else, okay, why would you not be able to steal? So there are two reasons. One is the reason which is given by the Pnei Moshe here, which is that if I tell you to go steal from somebody and he resists, you're going to kill him. So it ends up being Shpichus Domin, right? Like Boba Machteris, he's going to kill the guy. So therefore, I can't steal from somebody to save my life, because if I steal from somebody to save my life, and he appears, I'm going to kill him. And therefore, it's a form of Shichus Damis, so therefore it's not permitted. According to, however, the according to other Rishonim, the issue is, no, Gezel in and of itself is also, as difficult as that might be. Now you have to steal somebody else's property to save your life. You have to save yourself on your own terms, or through somebody's volunteer work, but you're not allowed to steal in order to save yourself. And the fact the Or Gadol, the Gadol Minsk, says logic is because it says Ani Chashuv Kemeis. So therefore, if you steal from him, it's as if you're killing him. So it's Ashvichos Dam, which is an amazing thing for a Lithuanian Gadol to use, you know, a Gadol like that. But that's how he says. So it's based on my logic. Why are you not allowed to save yourself by stealing? Is it because of stealing could lead to killing, or is it because stealing is a form of killing? That's the machlokas. There's also machlokas whether the apostles were not, whether this opinion is only the opinion of the mayor, or it's the opinion of all the Tanoim, but that's not for now. Okay? Now it says, Mar Akum Ba'akum. A goy cannot steal from another goy to save his life. And certainly Akum Yisrael, if a goy steals from a Jew, he's certainly chayev. Yisrael Ba'akum, if a Jew wants to steal from a goy to save his life, potter. He's off the hook. Now, Tzitzit Reis says potter, right? Doesn't say osur, doesn't say mutter, it says potter. Also, this is exactly where this Mars line is going. It's ambiguous. It could be going on stealing, goy stealing from a goy stealing from a Jew, Jew stealing from a goy, or it could be going and killing. Right? A goy can't kill another goy to save himself. A goy certainly can't kill Yisrael to save himself. But Yisrael could kill a goy in order to save himself. I know you guys like that. Okay? Says Mar, a chista boy. If a cotton is a roidev, he's running, he's pursuing somebody to kill him, the cotton. Can his cotton, you know, like the 14-year-old kid will kill his teacher. Can he kill the god cotton before he kills the gadol? Or they say, since he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs, you can't kill him. But you have to let him, the matter run its course.
Well, does the
cotton
have
to ask? That's a question. He definitely doesn't have to ask. Question whether. Hello?
Hi.
Yes. I'm late for Mara in the middle of saying Shir, right? Are you not home? You're not home? Where are you going? Kmart? Oh, boy. Okay, bye. Okay, so let me just go a little bit further. So says Kumar, hey, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu has fought Ninon. Yotza Rubo ain nogim bo, shein dochi nefesh, mibne nefesh. Says Kumar, doesn't it say explicitly that if the child is coming out, you're not allowed to kill the child which is coming out? So it too shouldn't be allowed to kill the cotton who's running after the gardo. So what a shiny tamar there's even low no dam behoring me. There doesn't, it's not clear who's killing whom. But here we know who's killing whom. The cotton is going to kill the gadol. So here we can, maybe we can kill the cotton to kill the gadol. Now, just to do your maisa. Says the Gemara, maisa belezim adoma shenoshko nochosh, he was spitten by a snake. Ubo Yaakov ish kvar samal raposo. And Yaakov ish kvar samal, which seems was an early Christian, came to heal him. Amar Rishon Rishmo said, yetzar rashai ben doma, you can't be cured by him because he is a Oyvid Avadazora. I think it was actually a min. Armelo, so he said, Aniya, because Christian, a min. Armelo said, Aniya vi raya shir peini. Wait, I'll bring a proof that he's allowed to cure me. So I speak lovi raya. He didn't, wasn't able to bring the proof. Achimes before he died. Oh well. Armelo, Rabbi Shmuel said, Ashrecho ben doma. Shiasoso bisholo mino elam. You left the world in peace. And you didn't break the Geder B'chachomim. Sounds like it's the Rabbana that you're not allowed to use the Goy in order to heal yourself in this case. So he says, the fills that which it says, Uporitz Ged Ishchenochosh, if somebody is, breaks a boundary of the Rabbana, he's going to be bitten by a snake, you don't break the Geder. Says, well, wait a minute, lo nachash in the shecho. What do you mean? You don't get bitten by a snake. He got bitten by a snake. He died of snake bite. Says, well, elo shelo yishchena losi lovo. Shouldn't be bitten by a snake, losi lovo, right? In the Olam HaEmes, to be bit by a snake. Marvel and Maymar, what would have been his evidence that he could have gotten healed? So what could he, what would he have said? So he would have said, Asher Yasa Adam V'chai Bohem. He wanted to say, it says, V'chai Bohem, lo shelmos Bohem. So he wanted to say that that applies in this case. But Rabbanan said, even though V'chayvim should apply, because not Mamish Abadazar, just be healed by a min or an oivid Abadazar, nevertheless the rabbis made that gather. Okay? Ha-Misapil Anochi, somebody who gives a haircut to a goy. Misapil Shmagilis, he cuts until he gets to the Bloris. The Bloris is a ponytail in the back. Can't you forget, Bloris, once it gets the ponytail, raise the mushroom, he has to stop the aircraft, because they use the ponytail as part of their avodah zara. I'm a stopper in Mina Nochi, if somebody gets a haircut from a goy, I raise the mari, you're allowed to look in a mirror. Even though man's usually not supposed to look in a mirror because of, like a woman. Well, you bashkever simos yisho. Nevertheless, in order to safeguard your life, you're allowed to watch him in the mirror, right? Because I said before, now it's to take a haircut from a goyish barber. So look in the mirror. Mina koiti from a Samaritan in a ramar. You don't have to look in the mirror because we trust the Samaritans are not going to kill you. Hitila beis Rabbi Shu rowing. They allowed the house of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi to look into a mirror. She used cooking lamachos because they had to look good for the king. So they had to, were able to see, was the haircut nice? Was the haircut not nice? This man said we all look in mirrors because we come the derech of males to look in mirrors too, but it used to not be. Shloshet by Mitirla base Rebbe. They allowed three things to the house of Rebbe. One, she wrote in Mara that they should look in mirrors. Two, she masabri kubi, she should get a certain type of glacier haircut. And three, she lamdus b'nei yavonis to teach their kids Greek. She's cooking malchus because they had to deal with the goyim. Finally, for tonight, chag gir, I don't know if this is out of left field because it has to do with haircuts. Chag gir havasapar. There was a certain ger who was a barber. Vavi eats trulugas, he was an astrologer. Vachami eats trulugas the day, he was saw in his astrology, Yudoy Shafkin Admi, that Jews were going to spill his blood. Vlochazun Elam Garetzu. Now, what they were showing him was they was going to have a bris milah. because he converted in the end. But he thought they were showing that the Jews were going to murder him. So any Jew who came to get a haircut by him, he killed the Jew. How many Jews did he kill? Rabbi says, he killed 80 Jews. Rabbi Yosef ben Bunamar, Shloshmos, killed 300 Jews. Besoif, eventually they found out that he was the one who was killing everybody. This power of the davenim, Chozer Usuro, that he should go back to being a goy. Because he didn't want this type of gear. Baruch Hashem, he went back to being a goy. We don't need a mass murderer for a Jew. Tani, Nochri Shemoichas Farim Tzil Mezuzah, a goy who sells Farim Tzil Mezuzahs, ain't looking better, we can't buy from him. Because the Jew doesn't write Lishma. I wasn't there a guy once in Sidon who was selling Sifrei Torah Tefillin Mezuzos and Chachamim said you're allowed to buy from him. That was a ger, it was a ger who was once from, and so therefore the tefillin he had were valid tefillin. He went back to being a guy. It's a mitzvah to buy the tefillin for him in order to save him from them.